Manifested Live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Drive 959.
Drive moment is what we have. This one brings the animal out of Skumba. Drive moment. Right. So, has your phone been off, battery dying, ever gotten you into trouble?
Many times.
I know, Mina, one day I think I had a gig in a farm somewhere in the Vaal, and I forgot to charge my phone. And I needed directions. On my way, I think when I'm 20 kilometers away, my phone dies. Yeah. I never made it to the gig. Oh, I had to refund the guy.
No.
Yeah.
What's the garage with a direction?
Oh, try
they
find.
They also didn't know where the farm was.
Oh,
it was a farm.
Ploto.
Hey, son.
Oh. Yeah, I had to refund it. And it's the same day that my phone was hacked. Someone was stealing money from my phone.
Oh my God, and your phone was off.
It was just horrible. It was a horrible day. Barako started back. How about peace? Someone is doing shopping in Spain.
It was
horrible. Fortunately, they hacked my credit card. So the credit card is not my money, guys. It belongs to the bank. So if you're smart, always use a credit card. That money is not... Yeah, if it was a debit card, then it was going to be a problem. That's your money. If it was a credit card, the bank sorted that problem out. But I lost out on a gig. I had to refund the guy. On top of the petrol money.
Oh, that's...
Six star.
Oh, my word.
But you guys know I also hate the phone anyway, so...
You hate the phone?
I don't like phones. How often do you see me calling, making calls?
Never.
Hardly ever.
I've never seen you making a call since it's a Spanner song.
I don't like the phone.
So I'm working at Voice of Tembisa FM back in the day. It's a Friday. I'm doing Saturday breakfast.
Yes.
I decided to go down. Let's say you're Dali Pola Gangan.
What is that?
I'm Dali Pola. I'm the man of the match.
How's Kumbero?
I go home.
Uba Kwarile Bakwenza, man of the match. Oh, Dali Pola.
Hey, I go home at the room in Lamyangera Yalal. The show starts at 6 a.m. It's
sure.
6 to 10, 4 hours.
Yeah.
I woke up 10 to 10.
No.
Is it a weekend?
It's a Saturday breakfast.
So he slept on Friday.
On Friday, I went out Namajit. I don't know why.
No.
I slept Paul. I got a number 2. For 3.5 hours.
Yeah. It's easy. You can do it.
15 minutes drive.
No alarm clock, ne?
10.
Skumbero.
I wake up 10 to 10. I look at my phone. There's 17 missed calls from station manager.
No.
None from anyone from Medellin.
So
abang mamel kasi kasi rin.
Abanandawana. Yeah, that's so true, eh?
Abang mamel. Took the phone for the station manager. I tell me sorry. I overslept. I didn't hear my phone. The alarm was off. I thought, no stress. These things happen. Mar, ngati no more. Ni mier.
Because I think the worst show that one can do is a breakfast show.
Mm.
Do you know that show gives you anxiety?
Absolutely.
Because I did it for so many years. Because when you go to bed, you need 3 alarms. Whether you drink, whether udlalipola or udlalipola. I remember one day I woke up at 5:45. What do you do at 5:45? Because when you wake up, you jump out of bed, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you try and figure out, okay, what do I... Ngiakeza, ngprasha mazinyo. What do I do? What am I wearing? Do I change? So the first thing that I did, you brush your teeth and you just leave the house.
You leave.
Yeah.
You leave.
They will play, triple play, Kuma. And then you'll figure out how 21st.
If you know what you want to tell you, you're late.
And you're late.
I changed.
The phone being off or the phone being silent or the battery dying will always put you into trouble.
And listen, I mean, I am known for a dying phone. My phone is always dying because I'm always on the phone. Mm. So because I make a lot of calls. So one thing I can't stand is texts because of the back and forth. I would rather you phone it or so get okay, sharp or no. So how to text that keep I frustrated.
WhatsApp or text?
Any. Okay. I'm frustrated.
Because WhatsApp is very quick.
I'm frustrated because I also have to wait for you to respond.
Yeah.
Just because I WhatsApped you, it doesn't mean that you're going to respond right away.
I know.
So my phone is always dead. And there was a meeting I needed to go to with friends of mine. It was not even a date. It was a meeting. We wanted to do something.
What's that?
Business stuff.
Okay, like...
And it looked like Riksam Khodi, right?
Okay.
My phone died on my way to that meeting. And I had the location. I didn't know where I was going.
No way.
So I clicked the location.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I'm going to Kaya 959. I'm just following this lady. I don't know where I'm going. So I couldn't even get into the garage and say, Moto, go plugging so, kiko kai. Because I literally opened location. I got on to my late. Mm-hmm. So, in the car. I'm like, oh my God, who am I gonna call? What am I gonna do? And needless to say, I missed that meeting. The ladies banked it, but I missed that meeting.
You're still alive.
Yeah.
There you go. 0636880959 for voice notes. You can call us 0860000959. It's Kaya Drive 959. Drive moment. Has your phone being off? Bitch, who's laughing?
Him.
Okay.
I remember now with the one I forgot to go pick up my son in crash because the phone was dead.
Battery dying? Ever gotten you into trouble?
Leave a comment. WhatsApp 0636880959.
Simple things that I do for you, like when you call me and I call you back, when you send me a please call me and I call you back. So some years ago when I went to Soweto, I got into trouble with the police because apparently I had a ticket which I didn't know about. And they had to take me to the Meadowlands police station. And I was there with the prisoners. But while I was in the bus with the other guys who were arrested, ne? Azanga was celebrate. And we come come on, yo. Lord.
Come on, you've been arrested.
Come on, the base. Yeah. For not paying for a ticket. Yeah. I'm a jailbird. Soon to be a minister. Soon to be a minister.
You're being spicy now. You're being spicy.
And one of the guys who was in the bus with a police truck with me didn't have money to call his partner for the partner to come and bail him out.
Okay.
So he sends him a please call me. I didn't see it when it happened. He sends him a please call me. But I can hear him. This guy calls him 15 minutes later. And this guy who's broke as hell, who doesn't even have money for bail, shouts at this other guy, "Mokcho mele message 15 minutes ago. Please call me. You're only calling me now." And you know what? I had enough money because I wanted to pay for this guy. But I was like, yeah, telelale.
So you didn't pay for it?
No, I did not.
I lala.
Un entitlement, yes. Imagine I send you a please call me. I mean, you're not even my mother or my father. And I shout at you, why are you taking so long? I was like, lo ang impata, ngas patalela mina. I only paid about 500 marum kamo lapo strong, eh? Ngatum kamo webubezi.
Talking about your parents and your family. So my dad sends me a voice note.
Yeah.
Kumbuzo uti ingit. We both are seeing my mail. So this is a story.
Oh.
I said I didn't wake up to go to my.
You overslept.
I overslept.
Yes.
I was expecting them to find me. The show is 4 hours long. I woke up 10 to 10. There was no message from my father, my mom, my grandmother, my girlfriend then, being my wife now. No one called me. So I bebaka ima mail ang radio
vele. Basically.
Yeah, but as my mail emerge, I must know. Then.
Kumba, one thing that you need to know about family. You can be a Cristiano Ronaldo, ne? Your kids don't care about you.
They don't
you.
Care.
Mm. They'll only care about Neymar.
Yeah, but
when your kids see Neymar or another comedian, they'll be so excited. But when you're just a father in the house.
Didn't Dave Chappelle have a thing like that? I think Dave Chappelle narrated a story of how the son was excited to go see Kevin Hart.
Exactly.
And he's like,
I do this thing too.
He's like, yeah, but it's Kevin Hart.
Hello, duh. In life, well, generally, Mina, if I discover something new, whether it is food or location, I always share it with friends. And I will want to encourage the Kaya family that you guys are having such a great time in the afternoon. Ninga be greeting at Shem and Hoggers for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Tell other people about Drive 959. Tell your colleagues, tell your boss. Even when you're in your taxi, tell the taxi!
It's
that time of the afternoon when the three dogs are on air. Stomping it out. So please don't hog us. Let's share us, you know? So there's many of us. We don't mind to be shared. Anyway, I just wanted to put it out there.
Okay.
Drive a moment. That's what we're talking about today. Has your phone been off, battery dying, even gotten you into trouble? And when your phone is finally on and you see all the misses,
do you hate? Sometimes it's
nothing worse. Oh, there's nothing
worse.
And Khomotso is a big fan of power banks.
I am.
That thing is too heavy, guys. I mean, I can't. Eh?
She has a power bank in front of her now.
I charge my phone once and that's it.
You know, the reason I'm a fan of power banks is because I've gotten into trouble too many times.
Okay.
I can't have the same excuse for 10 years. Oh, my battery died. I know, I'm juvenile.
Khomotso, the reason why you have a power bank is because of the game that you always play on your phone.
No.
Yeah.
Why are we being personal now?
And also another important question, did you miss out on a job opportunity?
Sure.
That's a big one. Eh?
That's tough.
Yeah.
Sure, that's tough.
Glenn Zito. We hear you saying all these things. Hold out at the phone, you don't make calls and such. But I just wanted to say, on the part of your money getting stolen, other day at your favorite restaurant there in Bryanston, the one that you always tell Khomotso to go to, and some lady came and greeted you.
Yeah.
You followed to go and greet them. I think she went and said it's her child's birthday or something. So you kindly got up off your seat. You went to go and greet them, but you left your phone on the table and it wasn't locked. So now we are there like, Glenn Zito, are we now this interim security?
Hey, Glenn, also
thoughts, please.
I left my phone.
I left the phone on the table.
Yeah.
It was unlocked, so it could have easily been stolen. Now they had to watch out for your phone.
Unlike Khomotso, I was in a very posh place where they never steal nothing.
Yep.
So no one was going to steal my phone. It's basically... I was at Gemelli.
Oh, cool.
I was at Pantry, actually. I was having breakfast, and the lady came and approached me, and she told me how much she enjoys the show.
Aww.
She's listened to me for many years, and she says, no, her daughters told her. So you know me being me. I stood up. Where are the snitches here? Less concerned about them. No one was going to steal it. Come to my hood. No one is going to steal your sneakers.
Next
voice note. For me, the one time that happened, I was still in varsity, I remember. So it was exam time, preparing for the exams. And then what happened is that I slept late that night. And then the following day, I was writing at 8 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And the phone died. There's nothing I can do. I woke up and then I went to the police station. Shy affidavit. I got marked on my way to write exams. I'm traumatized. Yeah. I can't write the exams.
Good guy.
And then I send it to the lecturer. And then I was scheduled for a sick note. Worst part, that sick note, the lecturer made it so hard that we even failed it. So, yeah.
Oh, my word.
Yo, I am in a team chair. You know, Muntuam, I'm sharing a lot sharing. You know, I'm going to king. I tell him, I'm going to phone and I'm going to video. I'm going to say, I'm driving. I'm just a good time. Yes, like South Africa, sharing a lot sharing. So that is why I'm going to pay the phone because we're not load shedding. So every time I come here, I'm going to go overseas. I'm going to go to the load shedding.
And then you, Mama Joy Mush. Where do Papa Joy now?
All right, Mama Cheese.
Well, my phone has not really got me in trouble. However, one time I was quite busy at work. I think it was 2022. My daughter was in grade 7. And then she told me that they want them to come wearing sports shorts on that day. She's not an active person, but my baby. They went outside for whatever, and then apparently she collapsed. And the school called me close to 6 times, came back, I didn't look at the phone, only noticed about 3 hours later that I was being called. When I called the school, madam was up. She was already up and running.
Nakupaba anonymous. Yes, sis. Friday, instead of na, kikeneko crew bus, kivaye libatubayang soit. dry. Nakiba Tavai, Likoliki, and Alinkolo, Rotalakai, Albertin Rilo, drop off Kulikaron. Give us the driver and the phone off. Phone Nakai low man. Kontung Bang phone at Meremang phone, Babuko Kakarai, Kakimo Gold Reef City, Kakano, and the Naki Benekante Albertin. Retrope of Koliki, Arfeta drop off Koliki, Arto Palama Freeway, phone at team. Azambar Emis, Sekitwa Rakuntung, Akitibur Kitova Jeta Joang,
hey,
Pera Segunzi.
Hey, Pindamazama phone. Hey, I will never forget. For me, it was my first time going to live in Cape Town, but it was for a job. I got an offer. Upon that offer, the Yunginti Hamburger, like interview, so now I'm on a bus with an old phone. It's an old Blackberry phone that my mom was using now. She just picked up somewhere, watching since I lost an old phone. I recently had Mangfiela be Cape Town now if only you pay three manje and I was supposed to go to phone my uncle Mangfiela Bazonglanda because I didn't book like in terms of accommodation so there was going to be an accommodation Mangfiela corner lapo so hey phone ya cream.
Drive 959 with Glenn
Komoto and Skumba
Monday to Friday 3 to 6 p.m. If you missed it live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.